It's time for Speak Out 2.0, a locally produced community affairs program for Tri-State's residents. From Kingman to Bullhead City, Laughlin to Needles and Lake Havasu City, to all the towns in between, Speak Out 2.0 features guests and topics covering politics, nonprofits, entertainment, and information on local events. Speak Out 2.0 is all about you, the KNTR Talk listener. Call in during the show, 702-298-1063. That's 702-298-1063. So turn up the radio. It's time for your host, Larry Toonforce.
A little summer breeze to kick off the show. Seals and Crofts from, I want to say the 80s maybe. I don't remember the exact years on all the music. I've been listening to music since I was 5 years old, so I can't remember every year. It is a Taco Tuesday. It's the last day of the month, August the 31st. This is Speak Out 2.0. We're live from the Laughlin Mall. And I'm Larry Toonforce, your host. And let me give you just a little bit of our local weather here along the Colorado River. We're going to see, are you ready for this? 98 today in Bullhead City. Yes, cloudy. And you're going to see some showers possibly come through. The same for tomorrow, cloudy and showers. Then we get back up to 102 on Thursday. Friday, 104. And by the way, Thursday, they say it's going to be a little windy. Friday, nice and sunny. And Saturday and Sunday, both 107 and sunny. So that gives you an idea what to look for the week if you're planning outdoor activity. Speak Out each and every day is brought. Sports, I'm glad you brought that up. Almost forgot. Yeah, sports action. Let's see. Tonight, we have the Arizona Diamondbacks take on the San Diego Padres at 6:40. And then tomorrow night, starting tomorrow morning on our sister station, KNTR Sports, we have the amateurs live from Lake Havasu City at 9 o'clock. And then the Arizona Diamondbacks and the Padres again at 12:40. And then on Thursday, we have University of Utah, Southern Utah, and Arizona State football, 7:30. Diamondbacks take on the Seattle Mariners at 6:40, and all those games can be heard on our sister station, KNTR Sports 94.3 or 100.5, depending upon where you live. You'll get it real good on one of those two channels, wherever you live. Speak Out each and every day is brought to you by Western Arizona Regional Medical Center, serving Bullhead City, Laughlin, and Fort Mojave, with clean, sanitized facilities. The Laughlin Walk-In here in the mall. Then they have the Mojave Clinic on Highway 95 by Target. Then, of course, don't forget, over on Hancock and Train, they have the Imaging Center, Outpatient Rehabilitation Center, Silver Creek and Gold Rush. On the Parkway, Warm Sea has Wound Care, Sports Medicine, Orthopedic Surgeons, and Podiatrists, and Family Doctors. There's two of them. And then, of course, they have this huge hospital over on Silver Creek Road. So if you don't feel well or you have a medical question or you want to talk to one of those buildings, call 763-2273. Claudia will transfer you wherever you need to go. It's that simple. That's her job. Farm Bureau Financial Services, do you often think you're paying too much for insurance? Well, you probably are. Aren't we all? So what you want to do is grab your policies and go down and see Greg or Stephanie. Call them first. Set up an appointment. 763-8464. Farm Bureau Financial Services, taking your home insurance, your auto insurance, your life insurance, maybe you got health insurance, maybe you got business, then you want to sit down with the two of them and lay them out and say, here's what I'm paying them. How do I get this bundled and just, you know, pay less every month? Maybe they can save you $50 a month. That's $600 a year. Yeah. Well, go talk to them. 763-8464. You heard Gina Morgan from Warm Sea a week or so ago when she was in here say, Marco, her husband, who's a plumber in Bullhead, he saved thousands of dollars when he went and met with Greg Agnes. So, you know, they probably can't do that for everybody, but, you know, take your policies in. Spot On. Yes, processing credit cards was never easier. Spot On is locally operated and has a local representative available to set you up with no hidden fees and no long-term contracts. Month-to-month is available, and funding is the next day. Spot On also integrates Google and Apple Pay. Yeah, Spot On services Kingman, Bullhead City, Lake Havasu City, Needles, and Laughlin. Call Thane O'Brien at 928-706-2784. ATCO Transmission and Auto Repair. Transmission services start at $99 for most vehicles. You change your oil on a regular basis, but when's the last time you thought about that transmission? Transmissions should be serviced about every 40,000 miles. Yeah. Check your owner's manual. It may say something a little bit different for your model, but real close to 40,000. Speaking of oil change, you get a free oil change with a tune-up and get your air conditioning service for only $19.99 plus Freon. Call ATCO at 444-1244 or stop by. They're on the top of the hill behind ATCO. Echo is on the top of the hill behind Hobby Lobby in Bullhead City. Okay, we had Tammy, the economic director for all of Mojave County, actually, Urenbrock, was going to be in the studio today, but I didn't tell her where the studio was. So she ended up in Lake Havasu thinking I was there, and she's on the phone, so we're going to do a little social distancing today. How are you, Tammy?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. And welcome to the program. And I'm so sorry that, you know, you're there and I'm here. but that's okay.
Well, next time.
Yeah.
Next time we'll be together.
Perfect. And we'll get the information out today. So this is our first conversation. So I'd like you to tell the audience a little bit about your background and education and experience.
Well, you know, I'm going to start out even before my education. For years, I was doing human resources when working with companies to help them understand, you know, and to help actually work directly with companies as a consultant to help them understand what their needs were for their employment, what we could do to help them to recruit, how we could retain their employees. And that led into me actually owning a couple businesses. So I was doing well, making $80 to $100 an hour, pretty average, and then the recession hit.
Right.
And I had to go back to school. I couldn't do that. I could have, but it was harder. And so lots of marketing, lots of sales experience before. Then I went to school as an older lady and received my bachelor's degree in business administration. And during that time period that I was going to doing that, I was introduced to in Idaho to the to two counties that needed someone to do economic development. So here I am working full time with them and going to school to finish that degree. Was able to do really well in Idaho for about 5 years and then transferred to Utah, where I took a job in Utah doing economic development for 5 years, and now I've been down here for 2.5 years.
Oh.
So enjoying it, loving it, and learning as I go, but really now I've been able to apply the information I've learned from other states and other people and working with the different states on a state level as well as county levels and apply a lot of that to our county. So it's been fun.
Well, good. And Mojave County probably presents you with a lot of great opportunities when you think about business and economic development. But when you look at Havasu and Bullhead and Kingman, do you find that each one of the cities offers something different? And what do you feel their strengths are for attracting new businesses?
Well, of course they look that everyone is different. And with that, everyone obviously has different strengths. So the one of the uniqueness with Kingman and Lake Havasu is they have their own economic development team. So the Partnership for Economic Development in Lake Havasu, and then the city itself has, I think, 5 or 6 people on their economic development team working with them. So they're recruiting themselves as well as anything I'm able to bring in. But some of the strengths is not only just having that, because Bullhead City's got Toby Carter, and he's amazing at recruiting businesses as well. He just has a lot of hats to wear.
Right.
But on top of that, Kingman has the rail. They've got I-40. So transportation, manufacturing is ideal for them to go after for new industry. They have Route 66, which brings in some of the tourists, but not the same attraction or tourists that you're going to get in Lake Havasu or Bullhead City with the river or the lake. And so with the river and lake and those two cities, you're going to get more of the hospitality and the tourism. And now they're starting to get some more of the distribution and manufacturing that's starting to come. But the lakes and the river have always been their main attraction to really bring in people and industry. So So it's starting to change and diversify, which is important. Bullhead City has got, if you go from 95 up to the parkway on Laughlin Ranch Road there, it's
right.
A beautiful area, all set up, ready for new development. So it's ready to go. There's a lot of other areas along that area that are ready for new development to grow and to come in. The same is down towards Fort Mojave and Mojave Valley. There's a lot of areas that are just prime and ready and that we're working on bringing in some housing, some other industries. In Lake Havasu, we're having a hard time finding land or inventory, but because they're so close to the water, people are thinking outside the box to see what they can do to come in. We have a new company that will be coming in Lake Havasu that found some land right by the mall that they purchased.
Oh.
And they're going to have to build their own building. It's not going to be huge, 10,000 square feet. But within about a year and a half, they'll have about 150, 200 people.
Oh, wow.
So they're actually going to be manufacturing guns. And so that'll be a really good, to diversify Lake Havasu, that will be good for them. Kingman, again, they're out of inventory, completely out of inventory of anything decent. Now that the industrial park, even their land is just about gone, I think. So that's one of our biggest challenges in Kingman and Lake Havasu is the inventory. Wherever we go, we have to build.
And then
along I-40 obviously is perfect whether you're in the city or not.
And there's a lot of room on I-40 all the way
from
the California border all the way to Kingman and beyond. And,
there is. Mm-hmm.
Do you look at like a Fremont, I think it's Fremont that's out there in the middle of the desert in Mojave Valley that doesn't require a lot of water, but it's a good-sized building, a good-sized plant, and does service our area and outside of our area and probably, you know, employs a couple hundred people.
You know, that's one of the things I always look for. The companies coming in, how much water do they need? And if I've had several companies that have come in that I've said, I'm sorry, we're not interested because of the water requirements that
right.
they have. So that's one of the first things I look at. And what are the other infrastructure needs that they have? But yes, that has to be the first in our community. There are some areas that have more water than other areas. So Sacramento Aquifer, going along I-40 and just west of I-40, I guess, in Griffith area, has got a little bit more water than some of the other areas. So if it's something that's not a huge amount, then I try and encourage them to go that way.
Right.
And I always work with the cities or the county to see, because they know the water they know what we have in specific areas more than I do. And so I work with the counties and with the cities to say how much is available, what would you suggest? Do you think we can accommodate this company?
Okay, very good. Well, let us take our first little break here, and we're going to come back and chat some more. If you have questions, you can call in. You know, we have two lines, 702-298-1063. We'll be right back after this.
Wrapped around each other, trying so hard.
Where do you find the best insurance coverage for your home and autos, and at the best price? Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call Greg Idness and find out for yourself. He only sells you the protection you want and need. Sit down and let him show you. Farm Bureau Financial Services is all about protecting your family during a home emergency or vehicle collision. Call Greg and let him explain your benefits. Set your appointment now. Call Greg and his staff today. 763-8464. Farm Bureau. 763-8464.
Summer is a great time to slip on your sandals and show off your toes. But first, some of you may need help with your feet. Hello, I'm Dr. Thomas Hook, your podiatrist at Western Arizona Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I can help with your foot or ankle issues, including ingrown and fungal nail care, wart removal, heel pain, hammer toes, and bunions. Again, I'm Dr. Hook. Make an appointment today, and let's get you back in your sandals. 928-444-1491.
Retirement and estate planning can be complicated. Hello, I'm Jack Mafower, founder of East West Financial. I specialize in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. I have over 30 years' experience with many different plans available. Some plans even start paying immediately. Call me. Talking and questions are free at East West Financial. 928-888-9828. That's 928-888-9828.
When you need an electrician, you want experience, you want quality work, and you want a fair price. Those are the same qualities at Walker Service Electric. Keith Walker takes pride in his team, their quality work, and the final price. He has for 27 years serving all of Mojave County, residential, commercial, industrial, repairs, upgrades, or new construction. Call Walker Service Electric, 928-718-9444. Put the number in your cell. You never know. 928-718-9444.
Have you heard the good news? Mojave Electric Cooperative is partnering with TWN Communications to bring you a fast internet solution using fiber optics. Whether you're streaming from home or need a customized solution for your business, we have a plan for you. To learn more and pre-register, visit MojaveElectric.com/broadband. That's MojaveElectric.com/broadband. Or call 888-227-2095.
Finally. Okay. Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0 live from the Laughlin Mall. Don't forget, tomorrow is Winning Wednesday, and you can win two times during the hour. We're going to give away a $25 gift card to Perkins. Yeah, you can win it. You just call the same number, 702-298-1063. When I tell you tomorrow, and you can win a $25 gift card. I had dinner there last night, so you can do it too. Speak out. Let me do this. A couple things coming up this weekend. The Bullhead City Splash Bash at Ken Folvark Park is this Saturday. It's free. Hello. They have food. They have all. Tomorrow we're going to have the gal who's in charge of it here on the radio. So you can listen tomorrow for exact details. But this Saturday, put it on your calendar from 11 to 3. Questions, you can also call Bullhead City, 763-9400. And Miranda Lambert kicks off the Laughlin Event Center this Saturday night. Yeah. And questions there, you call 702-298-5111. That's the Aquarius Casino. And then Harrah's on Sunday has Alabama. Yeah, it's a country weekend in Laughlin. And that's going to be in their Rio Vista Outdoor Theater at 8 o'clock. Call 702-298-8510. So just some of the stuff going on this weekend, okay? I do want to remind you, Speak Out Each and Every Day is brought to you by TWN Communications. They're partnering with MEC to bring us fiber-based internet. Yay! Fiber-based technology ensures that you have access to faster internet speeds, keeping your home and your business connected. Pre-register today, and pre-register doesn't mean it's going to cost you anything, okay? Pre-register, all you got to do is go on your computer, put your name and your email and your address, and boom. Number one, they verify you're an MEC customer. And number two, they just send you updates. That's all. And number three, the big thing is they're going to look at your neighborhood and say, wow, that whole street is pre-registered. They want it fast. And then they're going to come put it in your neighborhood. So you go to MojaveElectric.com/broadband or call 888-227-2095. Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Local and visitors take their pets there for a day, week, or longer. We're taking one of our dogs there Monday morning because I'm off for 2 weeks. The next 2 weeks, we're going to be gone. Yeah. And I got to change my whole plans, though, because I was going to stop at all these national parks in California that all closed yesterday. Yeah. And I haven't told my wife where we're going or anything. And good thing, because now all my plans change. But, yeah, Max is going to go up to Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Vacations are no longer a problem, and I'm glad for that because he's going to be there for 2 weeks. Dog training is available, one-on-one or group classes, and pets love it at Risen Star Grooming, Boarding, and Training. Call 754-3006. Mojave Mortgage, yes. If you need money for a vacation home, an investment home, add-on, refi, pool in the backyard, maybe you want to build some grandma quarters out there, well, you pick up the phone and you call Chad Hansen. 288-2691 in downtown Havasu. And he's probably got the biggest building in Havasu because he's got the biggest vault. You know, when you go in to see Chad, let's say you want $350,000 for a real nice house, okay? You walk in, you want $350,000, and then all of a sudden, boom, you sit in his office, you fill out a couple pieces of paper, he disappears. He goes down in the vault, and the vault, and I don't think Tammy knows this, his vault underneath his desk is as big as Dot Foods. But every shelf has money on it. And he goes under there and he gets your $360,000. He comes back up and he hands it to you on a silver platter. There you go. That simple. Yeah, so if you need money, go see Chad Hansen. Call him. Make an appointment. He's a busy guy. 288-2691. He's the Lake Havasu City Business of the Year. Yeah. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery. They're fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. Yes, you can enjoy a hot breakfast. You can enjoy a great lunch and a mouth-watering dinner. And breakfast, lunch, and dinner are served all day. Yeah. And don't forget, when you leave, you got the bakery there. You know, you can take fresh cookies home or muffins or a piece of pie or whole pie. Start at $9.99. We went there last night. I had breakfast and a piece of pie. I was hungry, you know. Hey, let's go back on the phone, and we have Tammy Erenbach, who is the economic director for Mojave County. And like you were saying, you work close with Toby Cotter, and you work close with Ron Kellogg and all these guys in the economic development in Kingman and Havasu. One of the stories that I had heard from Lisa McCabe, who at one point in time spent time as our economic development director in Bullhead City, we had got Joann's, and I said to her, I said, good job. And she said, no, Larry, I didn't do it. And I go, what do you mean? You got Joann's here. And she said, yeah, but it was actually started 7 years before that. And it took 7 years to get Joann's here. Do you find that that's kind of a normal deal with lots of businesses? I mean, like Jimmy John's in Bullhead, we've had a sign up on the property for I don't know how long, and they haven't even, you know, moved a little shovel full of dirt yet. It does take a while, doesn't it?
It takes a long while for some of the companies. So sometimes they come out and they're ready to go, and they're excited, and they've got the funding, they know what they're looking for, and they've already done the research, and the companies are ready to just move forward. But most of the time, I would say that they're out doing the research first, and then they continue going back, and they watch the economy. So what is going to happen, and not just is today, and what the demographics look like today, and how much money we're spending, what our population is, but what's it going to look like in 2 or 3 years or 5 years? I know Cal Ranch was looking at Kingman for 10 years before they came in.
Yeah.
And that was some of the things that they want to see. They want to see, is that economy going to grow and continue to move forward, or are they going to lose? So my last place I just came from, actually when we pulled up the reports and for the census reports recently, they lost a population of 7%, where Ooh. Our county gained 8.5%. And so they watch that. They want to see why, what's going on and why it continues to grow and what the speed of that is in their growth. An average county or city grows over 10 years, about 3% is an average. So for us to grow 8.5% shows that we are in a growth mode and there's something to watch. And we've always, other than through the recession, we've always grown at least at 8.5%, but usually even more. So they're looking at that. They want to watch and make sure. Some companies, if you're looking for restaurants and retail, hospitality, they're looking specifically not just that, but for a population amount, such as to bring in a Costco now. I think, and I can't remember, I'd have to go back to my notes, but probably a population of about 80,000 people.
Yeah.
Within a certain demographic area, within a certain geographic area. So they're looking, how many people are really 100,000 people? Not only are they looking to know the population, but how much is their average money that they're bringing home? And so if in one place I lived, two counties, even now, the average person, their income is still only about $29,000.
Wow.
Well, that's not enough to bring in a Costco.
Right.
They want to make sure that your average incomes are going to be probably around the $60,000 or above. And so they look at that because, you know, if you're only making $29,000, do you really have enough money to spend money at a Costco?
There's probably a lot of dollar stores there.
That, exactly. So what they do is they look at all of the different criteria that's important to their company, and then they move forward. We've all heard about Nocera wanting to come out to Griffith. Well, I've been working with them for 2.5 years. They were looking at our area for about a year and a half before they even contacted any of us to say, hey, we might be interested.
Right.
And we know that it'll probably be at least 2 years before they ever put a shovel in the ground. They're still coming up with the funding. They're still going through the processes so they can get the permitting and everything ready and prepared before they're ever ready to move forward. So then when you start talking about some of the larger companies, Adopt Foods or something like that, then you're talking about what is the permitting process specific to the industry that they're coming in and specific to that location. So it does take a lot of time, and frequently we can't talk about a lot of what we're bringing in until they're ready to say, hey, yes, we know that we can move forward. And part of it is that permitting process. I've got some I'm working with right now that if you say anything and somebody says, oh, I don't want that in my backyard, it could hurt them or really, you know, we make sure that we're not going to bring, I'm not going to bring anything into the county and let it come in that is going to be in an area that's going to hurt the residents or hurt the community in any way. So just like the water, we're going to make sure that we have enough to take care of and to support not just the needs of that business, but the needs of everyone in that area before we allow them to come in.
You have a lot of requirements you got to jump through. Let us take a break. We're going to come back and chat some more right after this. And if you, again, you have a call or question, 702-298-1063. We'll take your phone call. And also want to remind you, Paul Lavoie is up next from Lake Havasu City, and he has Bradley Ford in the studio today talking probably the new Bronco, but you tune in and find out. Also, don't forget, tomorrow's Winning Wednesday. You can win, you know, Perkins' $25 card. You can go get two pizzas or two pies for $25. Ooh, yeah. I want to win. We'll be right back.
As I was walking down the...
Risen Star Kennel is Mojave County's boarding standard of excellence and where your pups are safe. You simply wouldn't leave your children in the hands of just anyone. The same goes for your furry four-legged family. Risen Star Kennel invites you to participate with your pups in their group dog training classes. From protection dog training to obedience and even certified for service animal training. Don't forget grooming. Risen Star Kennel is the standard. Visit RisenStarKennel.com or call 928-754-3006.
Is the air in your home or office circulating perfectly and always at the right temperature? No? Call 758-2400. Jeff Wilson at Arizona Comfort Solutions is just that, your solution to a comfortable atmosphere at home or at work. When was the last time your system was serviced by a professional? Not just a new filter, serviced to last you until summer. Jeff and his team are prepared and trained to service any residential or commercial heating and air conditioning system. Service contracts for twice a year are available. Call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400.
Hello, Chad Hansen here, CEO of Mojave Mortgage. You've heard everyone under the sun talk about low interest rates lately. In fact, interest rates are on the rise, and I want to help as many Mojave County homeowners take advantage of these low interest rates before they're gone forever. As I've said in the past, refinancing now is the biggest no-brainer in the history of no-brainers, and I still stand by that. Visit MojaveMortgages.com. That's MojaveMortgages.com. Mojave Mortgage, tall on integrity, short on fees.
NMLS number 1830581.
Meet Susan. She's a wife, mom, and friend with a long day ahead of her. Susan's drinking a caramel macchiato, unaware that her car is about to go kablooey. ATCO Auto Repair is the friend that picks you up when your car decides to leave you stranded. With over 80 years of experience, ATCO Auto has seen it all and handles it all with the fairest rates in town. Don't hesitate to get your car checked up, or you might end up like Susan. Call ATCO Auto Repair in Bullhead City, 928-444-1155.
Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery is fully open and ready to fill your belly with your favorite meals, entrees, and desserts. From the kitchen, enjoy a delicious hot breakfast, an awesome lunch with sandwiches, burgers, salads, and more. Then the mouth-watering dinners. Make your summer complete and yummy. All delicious, fresh Perkins pies from the bakery start at $9.99 all July. Banana cream, chocolate French silk, cherry, strawberry, or caramel apple. Perkins Family Restaurant and Bakery in Bullhead City.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall. Brought to you each and every day by ProFit Kitchen, the all-new healthy restaurant in the Riverview Mall in Bullhead City. Healthy breakfast, healthy lunch, and healthy dinners. And you're going to find they're tasty, they fill you up, and they're good for you. What? Is that possible? Yeah. Well, you got to go talk to Eric. He's the one in charge. This is how he does things, you know. He there's all the things that he doesn't put in your food that's the best, you know. But he also has nitro coffees, organic teas, protein shakes, and meal prep solutions. The meal prep solution starts at $8, and that's basically Eric's version of a TV frozen dinner. You know, he'll prepare it for you, put it in a nice little container. You pick it up, take it to work, and then when you get hungry, you pop it in the microwave, and boom, you got yourself a nice, hot, fresh lunch. Can you beat that for $8? You don't have to drive through anywhere. You just have it right there in your office. And you probably eat at your desk anyway, so check it out at ProFitKitchen.com, and that's KITCHIN. And by the way, if you're a cook, ProFit Kitchen wants to talk to you. Stop by and see Eric. He's looking for some cooks. Barron Services, experts in pools, design, installation, and schedule maintenance. Experts in alarm system, home or commercial. Complete installation, repairs, replacements, and monitoring. Experts in pest solutions, residential and commercial. And Barron's uses products that are safe for your pets and your children. For a scheduled treatment, call 928-758-5499. And Barron's is also hiring. If you're looking for a job, call Barron's, 758-5499. Arizona Comfort Solutions, if it's a little warm in your office, well, it probably isn't today. We're only going to get up to 98. Whew, wow. We're not even going to break 100 today. How's that possible? But, you know, if it's not perfect in your home or your office, the temperature that you desire, you call Arizona Comfort Solutions, 758-2400. They can come out and work on any thermostat, any air conditioning, any swamp cooler. Their technicians know them all. They've been trained. They go through all the classes to be able to fix them for you and get them fine-tuned and get you cool and comfortable. So call 758-2400 if you need to get cooler. Legacy Rehab and Care Center, they continue to be a four-star rated facility by the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They continue to constantly sanitize the building, and they test everyone for COVID as required. Legacy services include physical therapists, occupational therapists, and speech therapists, plus it's a skilled nursing facility. Call 928-758-1404 if you know somebody who might need those services. All right, we're back on the phone here with Tammy, the economic director for Mojave County. And Tammy, when you start talking to these businesses, you find out that they have demographics that they require for – oh, I need to make a correction here real quick if I can. I was looking at the wrong sheet. I was telling you that Bradley Ford was going to be in with Paul Lavoie up to next, and I stand corrected. In 20 minutes, he's going to have Hospice of Havasu in there, and then after that, he's going to have Mike Bonney, CPA. So that's coming up at the top of the hour. Okay, now back to Tammy. Tammy, when you're talking with these businesses, you find out that some of them have requirements that we don't meet in Mojave County. I don't care Havasu, Bullhead, or Kingman. The demographics they require or the layout of the businesses that they demand or space they demand.
Correct. So right now, I will tell you, if the state puts out, they go out and recruit businesses to come in as well. And the average RFP that comes out, the request for proposal that's coming out from the state, is looking for buildings between 200 and 400,000 square feet. We don't have the inventory. So it's not just not having maybe the right demographics, we've got to have the right inventory here as well.
Right.
Another issue that we have is somebody will come in and say they want 1,000 employees and they want a lot of engineers. We don't have the workforce that's going to be able to provide that many engineers without quickly. Now, I'm not saying we can't go out and recruit them over time, but if some of them come in and say, within the first year, we need 600 engineers, we don't have the engineers here in the county.
Right.
And I've had that recently. So it's not just demographics in the county. It's the whole picture and what that specific company is looking for. Recently, I worked with a company that came in and wanted to cut down trees and timber for a certain product. We don't have the timber here.
Right.
So that's not a company that I can refer them towards the east where they have more, maybe up towards Flagstaff or the east side of the state, but we don't have that here in our county to be able to support it. So we don't, I just encourage them to stay here in Arizona somewhere so that we continue to get those tax dollars here.
Right.
We don't want them to lose them somewhere else. We talk about the benefits of the state, but But yeah, no, we have to be very careful with who we bring in and what their needs are. Right now I have one company that needs rail access, and we don't have the inventory for the rail. So I'm trying to figure out what we can do to maybe get a new rail spur to come in somewhere else so that we have that access. So okay. We aren't losing the businesses when they come.
And when you hear the general public says to you, when can I get a Chick-fil-A? When can I get an Olive Garden? When can we get a Farmer Joe's or something, you know, whatever their favorite restaurant was in a major market,
right.
They want those here. And what is your response to them when they tell you that? And you might even have our supervisors wander into your office and say, I want this in Bullhead, or I want this in Havasu, I want this in Kingman.
Well, knowing that, number one, a company like that is going to end up going to one of the three major cities, probably, that ends up going back to the city. And so I don't usually recruit a lot of retail or the hospitality, the restaurants. I don't usually go out after those specifically within the cities themselves, because that is there to help the cities themselves. So I usually try and focus more on the industrial type, the manufacturing, transportation, energy, aerospace, you know, all of the dot foods, that type of thing that's already, as an example, because Dot Foods I worked with in Idaho and then came here, and it was already here in Bullhead City. They
right.
just, you know, opened shortly before I got here. And so it's that type of industries that I usually work with. And the other thing is a lot of them are franchises. And so you can go out after a McDonald's or whatever those are, but they're franchises, and you've got to have somebody that's going to actually buy into those. I would love to see an Applebee's, just because I, you know, that's one place I like going.
Right.
But they are franchises. So when I was in Idaho, I actually went to one of the Applebee's that was nearby in a city that was about 45 minutes away and said, hey, would you consider coming over to my community? And they said, no. And I said, let me tell you why you want to come here. And I explained the reasons, and it wasn't very long, and they were looking at land in that community as well. So it's understanding that maybe the demographics don't show that we have the population, but explaining that we have the tourists that come through, and the tourists dictate, you know, they're going to have to go out to eat, and they understand that. So if you've got that tourist group and demographics that come through, or your as well as your short-term rentals and the people that come in here during the winter, if we can start talking about some of them and that total amount per numbers and qualifying those and actually getting total numbers is harder to do because we don't have a census numbers to report on. But getting those numbers makes it easier as you're talking to these businesses to bring them in and saying, oh, yeah, we may only have 45,000 in Bullhead City or whatever that population is, but we also have an additional 35 or 40,000 or 60,000 or 80,000 people
right.
that come in on a weekend, and that all of a sudden gets exciting to those retail people. So it's all how we market it, how we talk to them.
And I'll tell you right now, because, you know, and I'm sure you know this, Bullhead City and Kingman, and I'm not aware of Havasu, so I'm not saying they're not doing it, but Bullhead City and Kingman are really becoming a sports vacation destination.
Yes.
Bullhead City, they hold like 80 to 90 tournaments in a year, and there's only 52 weeks in a year. So they often have more than one tournament going on within our city limits. Between our field house and between all of our city fields and the high school fields and everything. And then Kingman, Ryan Frewerth, is pretty much doing the same thing. And so
They are. And Lake Havasu is starting as well.
So those numbers are very valuable to you, aren't they?
Yes, definitely.
And
because it's not just the person that's playing in that game. Especially if they're kids, they bring in their families, and
right.
they come and they stay the whole weekend.
Right. And I remember the days when my kids played soccer and we traveled to, you know, to Palm Springs and it was pouring rain and we had to go find a dry, we had to go find a laundromat and take all the girls' uniforms and wash them, you know.
So, oh my goodness,
yeah. So we spent money there that we didn't plan on, you know, but,
that's right.
But yeah, and they do eat here and they do buy gas, and if they have a flat tire, they got to buy a new tire or two tires or four tires or a battery.
And usually they want to go shopping, if nothing more than just to go shopping, because they like to buy something from wherever they're at.
Right, exactly. We need more gift shops. what about conferences? Do you find yourself going to some of these conferences that are set up around that have these businesses walking through that want to grow and they're just looking for communities that, you know, might entertain them?
I do go to some. Since COVID, not as many.
Right.
But pre-COVID, yes. And I went to a conference or a trade show called West Tech in September 2019 and came back with a lot of contacts. In fact, one of the challenges we have here is having a place big enough to bring in a large trade show or conference here to our county. And so that's one thing I would love to be able to say, you know, what can we do to help facilitate some of that, because bringing those companies in to see the place is even better than just going to and talking to them. You know, let them see we really do have the space and
right.
and the area. But I usually walk away with, from any trade show or conference I go to, a minimum of 30 contacts and usually many more.
Wow.
That are interested in the area.
I'll bet. Fantastic. So I'm assuming on your desk, probably under five deadbolts, are lots of files of people that you're working with now, different size businesses in all three communities, maybe some in the county itself. How many of those do you think are going to, because you know when you start working with them, is it going to happen, is it maybe going to happen, or this is a no-brainer, they're not coming? How many of them do you think you're actually going to be able to release some names? And I understand the privacy issue, but you're going to be able to, in a few months, say XYZ is coming to XYZ city and this is going to happen and that's going to happen.
I would say there's probably somewhere between 15 and 20 that I'm working with that are very strong, and not just for down here, but up north as well, the Colorado City, Littlefield areas.
Right up.
All of those areas, but probably I would say probably closer to 20 businesses at least that are very either getting really close or going through the permitting process or doing something. The other thing that I'm working with that's not even those businesses is developers. And specifically right now, I'm pushing developers, encouraging them for affordable housing.
Right.
So that's not even counting the developers that I'm trying to work with, because we don't have the housing to bring in these new businesses. Where are the people going to live? And we're going to have to bring in more employees to fill some of these jobs. Where are they going to live?
Right.
I've got quite a few of those too.
And that local contractor wants employees to help him build houses, and we don't have them
that's
either.
Right.
Yeah. All right,
let's
take another little break here, and we're about 10 minutes before the top of the hour. Again, you can call in, you know, if we got two lines, if you have a question for Tammy. If not, we'll wrap it up after this. And let me remind you a couple things, too. Also, Billy Idol's going to be over at the Laughlin Event Center on the 11th, September 11th. How cool would that be? Check that concert out. And also, there's a resource exchange on the 15th. It's virtual. So call Hospice of Havasu at 453-2111 to get more information on that.
Just close my eyes again.
Spot On Payment Processing takes the process out of payments, freeing up time to get back to business. Stop spending money worrying about increasing rates, contracts, and unexpected fees. Thane O'Brien with Spot On makes credit card acceptance the easiest. Electronic payment integration like Google and Apple Pay, transparent pricing, next day funding, no contracts, and saving incentives like the cash discount program is Spot On exclusive. 35 years local, Thane O'Brien has your back. Email tobrien at spoton.com. T-O-B-R-I-E-N at spoton.com.
Your dream wedding, shower, reunion, or corporate event can come true at Laughlin Ranch, Arizona's premier golf course, clubhouse, and spa. Minutes from the Laughlin Strip, Laughlin Ranch offers stunning views of the Black Mountains, great food and drink, flexible reception areas inside and out. For celebrations of all sizes, learn more at LaughlinRanch.com or call 928-404-6006.
Mini-Ana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style. Come on, let's meet and we'll spend the day. For locals and for tourists, there's no better getaway. See a movie, hit the food court, bring your family down. For all the best shopping, it's the best place in town. Something for everyone. Mini-Ana Laughlin Outlet Center, the place for value and style.
Mojave Electric welcomes another year of Operation Cool Shade. Planting a shade tree can help you save energy dollars. Pre-sales for MEC members to purchase trees are August 28th and September 11th between 8 a.m. and 1 p.m. Phone calls only. For more information, contact member services at 928-763-1100 or visit MojaveElectric.com.
This message is brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative, an equal opportunity provider and employer.
No one enjoys bugs in your home or office. You definitely don't want spiders or scorpions. Barron Pest Solutions can keep you from seeing bugs and spiders. Barron uses safe and effective products for inside and outside your home or office. Barron certified technicians are trained to take care of your scorpions, sun spiders, ants, and rodents. And they use products safe for pets and children. Call Barron, 758-5499. Barron Pest Solutions. Quality. Experience. Family. 758-5499.
Are you seeking a career opportunity in a healthcare setting where you can make a difference in the lives of others every day? The Legacy Rehab and Care Center is looking for compassionate, caring individuals to join our team. If you're a nurse, certified nursing assistant, work in environmental or dietary, we would love to meet with you. Apply online today at thelegacyrehab.com. Legacy Rehab and Care Center.
Welcome back to Speak Out 2.0, live from the Laughlin Mall, brought to you by Mojave Electric Cooperative. You have your co-op connection card? You save big bucks all over town. Yes, you do. You save money at Anderson Ford. All Pets Go to Heaven. Advanced Animal Care. Barron Services. D'Angelo's Deli. Dandy's Donuts, just some of the places around Bullhead City that if you have that co-op connection card, you just flash it and you save 5%, 10%, 50%, to whatever agreement they have with MEC, and you need one of those cards if you'd like to save money. Stop by their offices on Hancock Road and pick one up today or call 763-1100. The Laughlin Outlet Malls, we got three great restaurants here downstairs, and then upstairs we have clothing stores, sports items, Levi's, sunglasses, chocolate, boots, vitamins, Pendleton's, shoes, hats, gifts, watches, art, vape products, and a thrift store. On the front of the building, well, let's see, we got the Faces Casino Drive, we got a pet daycare, a medical clinic, a dollar store, a nail salon, and a bar, and no, the building's not for sale, no, they're not going to tear it down. Where did I get Anderson from? Walker Service Electric. Walker electricians are all over Mojave County every single day, taking care of residential issues, commercial issues, new construction, and highline power. If you need an electrician because you don't want to mess with electricity yourself, that's how places burn down. Yes, and you get hurt too. Call 928-718-9444. They're available 24/7, so if you have one of those emergencies on the weekends where a breaker blew or something, you just call them and they'll come take care of it. 718-9444. East West Financial Services, retirement and estate planning can be complicated, but East West Financial Services specializes in retirement planning, estate planning, asset protection, guaranteed retirement income, and investments with principal protection and final expenses. Many different plans are available. Locally owned for over 20 years, call Jack Mafara at 928-888-9828. Laughlin Ranch Golf Club. Are you hungry? Well, the Laughlin Ranch Grill. I'm not sure why that's there. Laughlin Ranch Grill satisfies your tasting. Yes, steaks, pastas, and burgers and salads, plus happy hour. Yeah, check it out at Laughlin Ranch. LoftonRanch.com or stop by. The public's always welcome at Loftin Ranch. We got about 5 minutes left here. Well, I'll make it four with Tammy. And let's see, we're going to do this. And Tammy, I have Kenny on the phone, and Kenny's got a question for you.
Hi.
Hi, Tammy. The transportation issues, we're mostly dirt roads out here in the county. There's a lot of paved roads, but they're busting at the seams, supporting the commerce that's here. I was wondering, do you have any opinions on paving more roads first would aid in bringing more commerce to the area, or do we need to have the commerce first busting at the seams and spilling over into the dirt roads? I'll listen off the air if you have any comments on that. Thank you.
Thank you for the question, Kenny. The county actually does not pave the roads until there's a need. So that goes along with the county guidelines and the state guidelines that they have. There has to be a need to spend that money. And so they will watch to see what the traffic is like. And if there's a need, then we can, you know, bring it to the county and to the Public Works Department, and they can discuss that. That's not one that I have a lot of control over.
Well, that okay. But you do discuss the needs.
We always discuss them individually with every company that comes in. So when a new company comes in and says, hey, we want to come, we put together a meeting with Development Services, which is Planning and Zoning, which is your permitting, all of those departments, flood control, and the Public Works, which is your roads, your water, if it's in an area where the county owns water. Any of those entities, we pull them together, as well as fire department, the utilities companies for that particular area. Everybody comes together for a meeting and says what's required. And if it allocates a need, then we discuss it at that point. And if it continues, such as an area there's a lot of businesses that are coming in, then the Public Works Department watches that as well. And they do traffic counts, they watch what's going on, and that's how they determine which roads need to be paved next.
Oh, okay. Hey, do you also find that employees sometimes come to you and say, I can't keep the employees that I have? What do you do for something like that?
So we have a business retention expansion program, and we want to make sure that the businesses that are here have the resources they need to stay here. We don't want to lose anyone bringing them in. That's wasting our time. We want them to know that we care about them and that they're here for a purpose. So we have resources to help them specifically. Right now, actually, we have Lisa Card goes out and meets with the businesses and does a survey to see what their needs are, and whether it's retaining or marketing or whatever, she's able to go out and work with them specifically one-on-one. And as a county, we're working with Local First Arizona, the Arizona at Work, the SHRM Society for Human Resource Management, and my office to bring in a symposium on October 7th for all of the companies in the county that are interested to learn more about recruiting and retaining the employees when they finally come. And that's actually going to be held in Bullhead at the Anderson Field House.
How do people call you?
I really feel like that's an answer to some of our concerns.
Okay. Can you give out your phone number one time for people that want to call and know more about that, or if they need to know more about bringing a business to community?
Yes, 928-757-0960. Or you can email me at ursent@mojave.gov.
All right, Tammy, thank you so much for today. Good information.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
You bet.
The voice of the free, KNTR Talk 106.3, KJJJ Laughlin, HD2.